when bridegroom matins last night and in and tonight, we're presented with two alternative reactions to our Lord. On the one hand, you have Judas, and the other hand, you have the sinful woman. But on the one hand, with Judas, what we have is an external response. And on the other hand, with the sinful woman, what we have is an internal response. And this is a really important distinction, because as human beings who recognize that the world is not what it should be, we can have one of these two responses to the messed upness of the world. On the one hand, there is this external response. The world is broken. I need to fix it. The world is broken. I need to use this money that could be like that we could get from selling this perfume that was used to anoint Jesus, and we could give it to the poor. I need to do something. The Messiah who is coming, he isn't behaving the way he's supposed to be. He's not doing what he's supposed to be. I need to force the question. I need to make sure that what is supposed to happen actually happens. I need to use whatever influence and power that I have in a way that that leverages that to make this happen, because God's not making it happen. So I have to do it. Contrast that with the sinful woman. Her focus is on herself. She is aware of her brokenness, her own brokenness. And that's what she brings to Jesus as she anoints him. She brings whatever she can. It's not that she doesn't do anything. She does. She brings ointment that's worth a year's wages. But she uses it to anoint Jesus. And in so doing, God uses her to anoint Jesus' body for burial. And she weeps at his feet for her sins. And in so doing, she becomes a lesson to all who remember her, but in particular to Simon the Pharisee, whose house Jesus is at. And Jesus says, you know, if you have somebody who is forgiven a lot versus somebody who's forgiven a little, and both of them are forgiven, who will love them more? And Simon says, well, I suppose the one who was forgiven more. The answer is pretty obvious, right? And Jesus says, look, here she is. This woman who is aware of all that she has been forgiven, loves much. And this then is the choice that faces us as we look at the brokenness of the world around us. We can get angry at God for not doing his job, not doing it properly. We need to, we can try and force the situation and get all angry and upset, and maybe we can do something. Maybe we can manage to make something happen, but that might just be, end up being a betrayal of God himself. Or we can focus on the brokenness that is within. We can focus on whatever it is God has given us, and then give that back to him. Because in so doing, we recognize that the circumstances of our lives, the whatever power or influence we have in this world, comes from the hand of God and is to be offered back to him in humble, loving, glorifying service. But most of all, we are called to examine ourselves, to examine our hearts, to examine our own brokenness. Because the more that we are aware of what we have been forgiven, the more we are aware of our own brokenness, the more we become aware of the grace and the love of God that He so richly pours out upon us. As we become aware of all the brokenness for which God has forgiven us, we can turn around and forgive those with whom we come into contact. And most of all, as we become aware of the grace and the love of God, we can respond to Him and to all those around us with love, which glorifies Him, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.